You reach for the top olive oils and invest in the best pans. But in the kitchen, how well do you care for your greatest tool, your hands? When mine take a beating cooking and cleaning, which is often, I use Bag Balm to work its wonders on my poor, distressed skin. Created 125 years ago on a Vermont dairy farm, their soaps smell great and clean hands without stripping moisture, and their fast-absorbing lotion means I can quickly get back to cooking. Treat your hardworking hands to Bag Balm, every chef's best friend. Use code FOOD52 for 20% off your order on bagbalm.com. Good through 2024.
At Total Wine & More, find the best gifts for everyone on your list, whether it's a Cabernet for sis or a single barrel bourbon that dad will love. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21. Where can you find the best gifts at great low prices that everyone will love? At Total Wine & More, of course, with so many great bottles to choose from. Find something for everyone on your list, whether it's a Cabernet for your sis, sparkling wine for a coworker, or a single barrel bourbon for dad. And if you need any help, just ask one of their friendly guides for advice. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21.
So just peel your garlic cloves and grate them, and they'll come out like they would, like a garlic press. Hi everyone, this is Play Me a Recipe. I'm Jenny Dorsey, professional chef, writer, and the founder of a nonprofit community think tank called Studio Tell. Today, I'm coming to you from my kitchen in Los Angeles. We'll be making a barley tofu recipe alongside some chili oil, which is linked in the show notes and on food52.com. We'll be gathering ingredients, whisking together our barley tofu base, cooking it, letting it set, cutting it into little cubes, pan frying it, then getting everything together for our chili oil, our aromatics, grinding our spices, pouring that hot oil all on top, and finally doing a taste test. Please feel free to pause or jump back using the podcast chapters if you need a little bit more time. I call this barley tofu with the tofu in air quotes because it visually kind of resembles tofu, but it is very different. It's not made with soy, it's made with barley flour, and in a very similar way to Shan tofu or Burmese tofu, which is made with chickpea flour. It's also kind of similar to Korean acorn jelly, which is made with acorn flour. This recipe is a result of some experimenting with Shan tofu and thinking, I think barley flour might do the same thing, since at the time I had a lot of barley flour in my house as I was writing a recipe book for Avatar: The Last Airbender, and there are some Tibetan recipes in there. So I thought, why don't I try it out, see if it congeals in the same way, and lo and behold, it did, which was really exciting. This has a very different texture. It's a little bit more, I think, like polenta, and once you pan fry it, you still get that nice crispy outside and that soft inside that kind of reminds me of turnip cake, if you've had that in Cantonese dim sum. So all around, this is a really versatile recipe. I'm making just a plain version today, but you can definitely add lots of flavorings. You can kind of play around with it and see what you like. It can be savory, it could be sweet. I've never made it sweet, but it could be. So it is definitely a canvas that you can paint with. The base of this chili oil is inspired by the sauce that you usually have with Hainanese chicken and rice. So there's some ginger, there's some garlic, there's some scallion with hot oil poured over, but I've also incorporated some chilies, notably some Sichuan peppercorn as well for that nice little tingle. You're also very welcome to adjust this to your preferred spice level, as well as salt level, sweetness level, all of it. To start, we're just gonna gather everything for our barley tofu. So first, you need 3/4 of a cup of barley flour or 100 grams. I always recommend weighing things out because A, it saves dishes, but also it's just more precise. You'll also need 1 3/4 cup water. This is just plain water, room temperature, or 375 grams. 1 teaspoon kosher salt, which is a very minimal amount. You can definitely adjust that up, but people have different salt preferences, so I try to err on the side of minimal when possible, and some neutral oil for the frying later on, but you don't need that quite quite yet. You're going to gather together a small bowl and you're going to put in your barley flour as well as your water and salt. Alternatively, if you're trying to save dishes, you can do this directly in like a medium-sized pot. All right, with your flour and water in your pot or bowl, you're going to start whisking it together and make sure that you remove any clumps. So you want to make sure this is nice and smooth. Depending on what kind of texture you're looking for in the center of this, you can get like super, super, super fine barley flour for like a smoother texture. But I have some here that has a little bit of coarseness. And as I kind of said, I don't like it. Kind of reminds me of polenta, has a little bit of texture for the sauce, chili oil, or a different sauce to kind of cling onto. So once this is smooth, we're just gonna take our pot and get it over some medium heat. All right, I'm at the stove. We're just gonna take this and cook it at a medium heat. And this is the only part that takes a while in this recipe. You need to make sure to cook this until that floury taste of the flour is cooked out. And it's going to take like 10 minutes, which seems like a really long time because you'll see it'll thicken pretty quickly and it'll look cooked. Like it'll be thick, it'll be pulling away from the sides of the pot, which is what you want. But it's probably not totally there yet until you've hit that 10 minute mark. I've done so many reversions of this where I'm like, oh, I think it's good. And what happens is if you don't cook it long enough, it won't set properly. So later when you're trying to cut it in cute little cubes for pan frying, it's just like sticky. Like it's always gonna be sticky, but it's like really not totally cooked through. So you just wanna make sure that in order to get your cute little cubes later on, you're fully cooking and hydrating your flour. And it will be a lot easier to work with. Nice, it's starting to thicken, so I'm reducing this heat just a touch to like a medium low, and I'm gonna continue to whisk and cook it. And as you see, the longer you cook it, the less wet it looks. That water is evaporating, and soon towards the end you'll see it kind of like pulling away from the sides of the pot, so it looks less like a porridge and more like how would I describe it? More like a wet dough and less like a porridge. Yeah, I think that sounds good. All right, so this looks nice and thick. Basically, when you scrape it from the bottom of the pan, you'll see that it leaves clean tracks and it is ready to be transferred. I like to put these in little brownie pans or little loaf pans that are non-stick, and that way you can kind of mold them against the wall so they have a nice crisp side. And if you press upon them, then you can get that nice flat edge. So I have two little mini loaf pans here that I'm going to nest into each other so that it can achieve that nice flat top and later cut into little cubes. Alright, so I am transferring the mixture while it's still nice and hot into these little loaf pans. And you'll see that they shouldn't stick to the loaf pans, so that you can kind of roughly allocate half and half. It's important that you soak your pot right away because you want to have a relatively easy cleanup later. Otherwise, it kind of gets stuck and it's not fun. I've left things in the pot for a while to go do something else and it was a pain to clean up. So make sure you get hot water and soap in your pan ASAP. Now that I have all my mixture across two mini loaf pans. I'm gonna put some cling wrap right on top and I'm gonna nest them into each other so I can flatten them, get that nice, clean, solid edge on both sides as well as the top. All right, so now the barley tofu just needs to set for a few hours. So I'm gonna go wash up and get reset for our chili oil. And we're back. This is Play Me a Recipe. I'm Jenny Dorsey, and today we're making barley tofu and chili oil. We just finished up the barley tofu first portion of the recipe, and now we're moving on to prepping for the chili oil. So for the chili oil, you're gonna first need 8 dried red chili peppers. I'm using Erjing Tiao chilies from Flyby Jing. These are imported from Sichuan, as well as their red Sichuan peppercorn, which is also super, super fragrant and really, really tingly. You need about a tablespoon of that. I'll also be using 2 teaspoons of whole white peppercorn. Important to note that the white peppercorn that you're buying from Asian grocery stores is different from the kind you're buying from Western grocery stores, because the former is aged for about 2 to 3 weeks longer or fermented, so it gets a very funky, distinctive aroma and taste that you otherwise would not be able to get in this yummy chili oil. You'll also need about 2 inches of a little nub of ginger. You're gonna peel that or gonna mince that, as well as 3 stalks of scallion, which we're also similarly gonna peel, mince, as well as some garlic, about 5 cloves, also minced. We're gonna use 1 cup of neutral oil. I'm just using canola oil. You can also use like an avocado or a grapeseed or a rapeseed. You don't wanna use something like olive oil because it has such a strong flavor. You really want the aromatics and the spices to carry through and the oil kind of just to be the medium in which you're consuming all of those other yummy things. You'll also need some salt, white sugar, and white vinegar to taste, and you can kind of blend that together at the end and adjust it depending on your own personal preferences. All right, so first things first, let's cut everything and get it nice and minced. Since this final chili oil, you're going to eat the little pieces in it, you really want to make sure that these are finely minced. Otherwise, you know, if you were gonna cook them down further, if you were gonna puree them, you could do a rough chop, but here you're literally gonna eat these pieces as they are. So you wanna make sure that you get a really nice mince so that you're not getting like a big old chunk of ginger or scallion or garlic, because that is not very appetizing. For me personally, I absolutely hate mincing garlic because it gets really sticky. And so what I recommend for applications like this is you can actually grate garlic with a microplane. So just peel your garlic cloves and grate them and they'll come out like they would like a garlic press, except that you did it through a tool that you probably already own. So you don't need to get a one-use tool like a garlic press, since I don't really recommend buying one-use tools in the kitchen. All right, now that I'm done cutting everything, I'm going to transfer everything into a hot, oil-safe bowl. So a glass bowl or a ceramic bowl is best. To be honest, I often do this in a plastic Cambro, and last time I did this on video on a plastic Cambro, everyone totally wigged out. So now I'm like, okay, make sure to use glass, but I'll be real, sometimes I use a plastic Cambro, which is not totally safe, so don't do it, don't recommend. Anyway, now that we have everything in a nice hot oil safe container, you can use a bench scraper to get everything. Highly recommend buying a bench scraper for your kitchen. We're going to grind up our spices. All right, now let's get our spices ready. Gonna get some red Sichuan peppercorns in here, as well as some white peppercorns. And we're just gonna grind this until it's pretty fine. Take a nice whiff. Oh, it smells so good. All right, now you're just gonna pour that into your mixture with all the scallions, garlic, and ginger. All right, let's also toast our chilies. So you're gonna put some chilies on a half sheet, quarter sheet, full sheet, I guess, if you have to, and put them in the oven at 400 degrees Fahrenheit. You're gonna toast them for about a minute or two. You wanna be really careful because they will burn really fast. And if you're using nice chilies, that's just a pity. And I've burned so many chilies, so I don't want that to happen to you. So keep an eye on them. Now that our chilies are ready, we're gonna take them out, let them cool for a few minutes, and we're also gonna grind these. All right, so now all that's left is to heat up your oil. As I mentioned, I'm using just a neutral canola oil today, and you'll need 1 cup. I'm using an infrared thermometer so that I can measure my oil, and I highly recommend that you get something like this too, because honestly, the little like temperature probes or the little like handy thermometers, they're just kind of hard and unwieldy. The infrared is so useful because it's clean, you don't have to touch anything, it's immediate. Of course, this is not gonna be useful if you're temping meat because it only gets surface temperature, but for things like oil, or if you're trying to temp like a mousse or something like that, super, super useful. So this takes a few minutes. You want to get it to at least 300 degrees Fahrenheit and anywhere from 300 to 350 depending on how cooked you want your aromatics. If you want, you know, your ginger and garlic to be really, really cooked, you probably want to get it to like at least 350. If you want a little bit of that bite of the ginger and the garlic, I usually am somewhere around the 325 range, but you can definitely play with this depending on personal preference. At this step, I also like to add some salt and sugar to my mix because salt and sugar are actually not dissolvable, they're not soluble in oil. So I like to think that if you kind of add it at this stage right to your aromatics, as the hot oil touches the aromatics, that steam helps melt the salt and sugar. I don't know if that's scientifically accurate, but I've been doing it and it seems to work. I then later add the white vinegar separately. All right, so our oil is ready. I have it at about 340, so I'm gonna come in and get nice and toasty with our aromatics and our spice mix. This will steam up a lot, so make sure you're using a bowl that's big enough for all your aromatics. And you are not putting your face directly on top because then you'll get a lot of steam in your face. Make sure to let that cook for a little while. It's gonna be really hot right now. Stir it up a little bit. And then once it's a little bit cooler and you can taste it, you can add your vinegar as well as some more salt and sugar or fish sauce if you want it and season it to taste. All right, so now that we have finished our chili oil and our barley tofu has had some time to set, we can invert that and slice it into our preferred size, whether that's you cube it or cut it into long strips. These are whatever you would like. I like to cube them so it looks kind of like little pan-fried pieces of tofu. You can also get them a little bit larger if you want them to look more like turnip cakes, but this is totally up to you. So I'm gonna cut them into little pieces of cubes today. And if you notice that it is sticking to your knife a little bit, don't worry. Just get a damp paper towel and you can kind of wipe off your knife in between cuts. If you notice that this is really, really loose, like you can't even cut shapes out of it, unfortunately, this means you probably didn't cook it enough the first time on the stove. So you will have to transfer it back to the stove and cook it some more, and then you can reset the entire thing. I know that's frustrating. So just make sure you are cooking it thoroughly the first time around. Now that I have this cut up, I am going to heat up a nonstick pan with some neutral oil and do a pan fry. All right, let's get our oil hot. And again, I'm using a neutral oil like canola or you can use soybean or rapeseed or vegetable oil. You don't want to use something like olive oil because it has such a strong taste. And you want to make sure that you are using an oil that has a high smoking point. So you want to make sure that the oil is nice and hot before you drop in your little pieces of barley tofu. The idea here is to get a nice golden brown, crunchy exterior, but still have that kind of soft interior, soft polenta-like interior. This is a little tricky sometimes because once the outside sets, it tends to slide around. So you just have to be careful while moving this. So I recommend using a pair of small tongs, like little plastic tongs, not metal ones. Or you could use chopsticks, or you could use like a small silicone spatula to gently toss them around so you can brown everything on every edge. You could hypothetically also deep fry these. I just don't like to deep fry things at my house because A, it kind of tends to set off my smoke detector, but B, it's just so much oil, but you can definitely deep fry as well. All right, my oil's nice and hot, so let me start dropping these in. Remember to not overcrowd your pan. I know it's so tempting to squeeze all the tofu's in there, but make sure that you're not overcrowding the pan. This is really important because you don't want to drop the temperature of the oil too much because then it would take much longer to get that nice crispy exterior you're looking for, and it tends to overcook things. This goes for everything, not just cooking barley tofu, but for all things. You don't want to overcrowd a pan when you're cooking meat or vegetables or anything. You just don't want to put too much onto a small surface area and dramatically reduce the temperature of that surface area because you won't get an even cook, and you also won't get the time of your cooking will be off. This is looking pretty good on one side, so I'm gonna do a flip. This shouldn't splatter too much, but if it's splattering a little bit, you can definitely use a little splatter shield, or you can just move things at an arm's length away to be safe in the kitchen. All right, this is looking pretty good. So I am going to remove our tofu from the pan, get it onto a plate. You can drain on some paper towels if you'd like to do that step. And I'm gonna get my chili oil and do a nice drizzle before we do our taste test. Okay, I have tofu. Just drizzled my chili oil on top. Ugh, looks so good. Nice and golden brown and crispy and gleaming in the light. I've got some afternoon sun. So I am out on my little patio just enjoying the breeze, the sunlight, because it's always sunny in Los Angeles, and this delightful barley tofu. So let's take a bite. So great. There's a little bit of a crunch on the outside, but then you get that nice, soft, plushy interior. The chili oil is super tingly. It's got a little bit of that ginger kick, that undernote of the scallion and the garlic, which has been cooked nicely, so you get kind of a little bit of a roasted flavor. But it's pretty spicy from those peppers. It's kind of tempered out and funky with the white pepper. It was great. could eat a lot of this. You could also spruce this up if you wanted to add like some ground pork or ground beef and make it almost into a meal. You can top it with some pickled veg. Like this could easily become a one dish meal, quick lunch or something like that. So how'd yours turn out? Is your tofu nice and crispy on the outside, soft on the inside? Is your chili oil nice and numbing? Is it savory and complex? I want to hear all about it. Tell me how it all went by leaving a review. Thanks so much for joining me today on Play Me a Recipe. The recipe is linked in the show notes and on food52.com. And you can find me online everywhere at Chef Jenny Dorsey. Happy cooking! See you next time.